Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Abigail, Annie Zan, and Lavender, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and keep the lights on over here at Realms of Peril and Glory, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. That way you can help us and we can give you some extra cool perks like ad-free listening, bonus shows, and some other cool stuff. So again, head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. We'll see you there. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. We are here today playing a game called Liminal by Paul Michener, and you can check out that game in the link in the podcast description. My name is Zachary Fortescom, and I will be your game master today, starting with Naomi and going counterclockwise. Please, can you introduce yourselves?
No.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
I'm Naomi Thinksit, the sad girl under your bed, and today I'm playing Free Card Monty.
Incredible. And Grant.
Hi, I'm Grant. My name is Grant, and today I'm playing Oliver Barker, a wizard.
Liz.
Hi, I'm Liz Campbell, and I am playing Max Holt, a werewolf.
And Pip.
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, the happy man on top of your bed.
Oh, man.
I can't get into my bed.
Neither of these things are great.
Yeah, these are both bad guys.
And I'll be playing Declan Buchanan.
Great. Last we left off, our characters were in the Sanguine Society after following one Jeremy Wallace, former member of the Council of Merlin, after he met someone who presumed to be called Caroline. Declan and Mags broke off from the group and traveled down deep within the Sanguine Society and heard the voice of one Yamina Masood, a former employer and member of the Divine Sisterhood.
London Facts.
As always, at the beginning of every episode, Naomi is going to be giving us a London fact.
Is it true? Is it false? Who gives a shit?
It's London Facts!
That was beautiful.
Okay, great. So the place that we're in now, which is Whitehall, the residential area, the residential building we're in, used to be the biggest palace in all of Europe. So basically it was made for the kings and queens until it burnt down and they rebuilt it. And then now the government hangs out there.
Yep,
they do. They just hang out.
Yeah, and at one point it was the largest building in the world.
That's wild.
It's a big fucking building.
It is a big fucking
building. See, my immediate thought was, is it in the world or is it just the world according to the British people?
The world according to the British Museum.
It's bigger than France.
I don't think there's any other kind of world. Certainly not in the world I want to be part of.
Well, who do you think built a bigger building? The Germans? Fuck off!
Did you know they also had a pit for cockfighting, specifically?
You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, it checks out.
And a cock for pit fighting.
And now, if everyone's ready, let's get started. And we are going to start with Oliver and Monty.
The Barker boys.
The Barker boys are stood at the bottom of a double staircase, awaiting the masters of the Sanguine Society. Is there anything you're doing before they arrive?
Shitting myself.
Okay.
Valid.
Like, I'm kind of upset they don't have, like, a sort of lieutenant that they can send out. They've set up
multiple
head honchos.
Sure, yeah.
You rolled way too well on your check to get in here, so they're like, this dude's very important.
Let me go and get the queen. Sure, I'll stand around awkwardly. Monty. Need you to. It's gonna be a bit of a challenge for you. I need you to try and behave.
Listen, I'm gonna need like really specific instructions.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
You've got 1 minute to do the entire plot of My Fair Lady.
oh shit. Okay. I've got High Society 3 and fitting in +2. Can I do the entire plot of My Fair Lady in a minute on my no good cousin Monty?
Yes.
Roll me High Society, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what? Go, fuck it.
Nope.
what was it?
That's 10.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. All right, how do you make Monty look more presentable?
In his fluorescent orange tracksuit.
I think we turn the tracksuit inside out.
Woof.
It's got like a black lining.
It's a tuxedo on the inside somehow.
He strips off.
You've got to really hurry up so there's not a 17-year-old boy in his pants standing in the lobby.
Yeah.
I'll teach you the correct way to stand and how to look and don't look directly in their eyes. And also these are vampires. So try not to cover your wrists and your neck and any sort of place where they can see blood, that sort of thing.
So we're doing that. And also I think that there's a shot of us with like 60 different forks. Putting them in the
And like you reach out to the wrong fork, and I'm like, no.
and then piling books on my head as I have to walk. And then there's a parasol, and me learning to waltz.
Yeah.
And all of this sort of happens in a very speed run montage.
Yeah. Excellent.
Is there a moment during that montage where you would notice that Monty has like?
Yeah, Monty does have vampire bite marks on his neck.
Oh, yeah, sure, okay. We get you a charming neckerchief to cover them.
Yes.
The mall in Whitehall is... No, go ahead. I think we're done.
The hall in Whitehall is good enough for all.
Dong!
Close enough.
A bell kind of rings out as three vampires begin to come down. One from each staircase, two gentlemen, and then one from a doorway in the middle of the staircase, like from like the back of the stairway. They glide downwards, and the one in the middle, whose name you don't know, but she looks at you, long, dark hair, very pallid. Hello.
I do the right thing, whether that's bowing or not bowing.
Yes, I would say a bow is appropriate in there.
If these are the lords and I'm merely a representative.
The masters.
The masters.
So they are, these three, you know that they're not the head honchos, the head honcho of the society. These are probably the second in command.
And all three of them just showed up, huh?
Yes.
Cool.
I heard you arrived from the Council of Merlin.
Yes, indeed, my lady. There is a matter of perhaps some sensitivity regarding one of our members, and I fear one of your members. I think there may be a rogue element in your society. I would dearly love to get it all out in the open.
Of course.
Is there anywhere more, perhaps in private, that we can speak?
Perhaps you can join us in the study. And she kind of gestures, and double doors next to this place open, and you see a roaring fireplace and like brandy already set out.
Just so I'm clear, like when this woman talks to me, it's like being spoken to by like a wolf with a gun, right? It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, this is there. She speaks so lightly and properly, but like there is a menace and a growl to her voice that if you weren't part of the magical society, you might not pick up.
Yeah, I'm like back down to like scrub level at this point.
Yes, yeah.
But I'm doing my best to try and hold up. My associate Montgomery.
Montgomery.
I'm nodding sagely because I think I've been told I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He tried to feed you some phrases, and at some point was just like, you know what? Just don't. Just
the rain. Don't talk.
The rain in Spain.
The rain.
Mostly in the plain.
Stop eating that fork. Yeah, you're nodding. You're doing your absolute best. And I like to think that maybe we can pass off your fashion choices as sort of like Lil Nas X haute couture. Like, oh, no, this is what's done now.
Yeah, he's one of the younger wizards.
Before my time, I was...
I love the idea you've taught Monty, like, you know, a one bow, one gesture, and like a polite nod. So that's all Monty's got.
One bow.
Like a sort of basic NPC, just so whenever anyone addresses him, it's like, yes.
I love how you're miming this.
This isn't for
the mud grubs are terrible this time.
Yes. Anyways, do you would you like to follow? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll follow into the room. There are long leather couches. You can't guarantee what kind of leather it is. As you
it's
sit.
A human nose.
Ah, your couch appears to be screaming.
It's all the rage.
The three masters sit simultaneously in these three high back chairs in front of the sofa. Please, sit.
Can we get like a three-legged stool each? My lords and ladies, thank you for granting me this audience. I was tasked by the council to investigate the disappearance of a man known as Jeremy Wallace. He was an associate to the council. He left recently under a cloud, shall we say, and disappeared. We're no longer fulfilling his council duties. He has unfortunately, it seems, been bedeviled or bewitched in some way and bought directly under the thrall of one of your members, a woman going by the name of Caroline. Now, obviously, you would not wish to cause the Council of Merlin undue stress, and we do not wish to cause the Sanguine Society any trouble. So I merely thought it would be superior to perhaps get it all out in the open.
You are quite right. It would be keen of us to do as you say. Unfortunately, we have no member named Caroline.
Well,
and
the man is
the
here
man
currently.
Downstairs has arrived not of our invitation. He's arrived of the invitation of a soon-to-be associate, or hopeful associate of ours.
I see. So they're more sort of using your function room.
Hmm.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Yes, unfortunately, they are meeting with, of course, society business is private.
I wouldn't wish to intrude, but unfortunately this is our society business as well.
There is a meeting taking place with Alexander Quince, who you would know to be the leader of the Sanguine Society.
Oh, he's the
head
honcho.
He's the head honcho.
Right, okay.
There's a meeting between a potential business associate and Alexander Quince.
And our ex-member.
And your ex-member was invited by said business associate.
Unfortunately, the man is a husk. He can't make decisions under his own power anymore. His financials are being drained. This would not look very good for anyone if this sort of thing were to become public knowledge.
Romy High Society.
Very nice.
Can I pass the blessing by nodding?
Yeah, I need to say, Grant, you were looking at me and like I was trying to keep eyes, but all I was seeing behind you was...
I was nodding aggressively
the whole
during
time.
The whole
like so
thing.
Aggressively, and I just it was like that field of view where I can look at you, but I can't not see Naomi.
That's brilliant. That's like genuine tag teaming.
Yeah,
distracting the vampire. What the fuck is he doing?
What is going on?
Is there something wrong with that boy's lower back? Okay, that's 9 on the dice, and what is this? High society.
High society.
Not fitting in though.
Not
I
fitting in.
Okay,
no.
Then
you're
12. You're
applying pressure. 12.
Nice.
Plus 2 from the bless.
Oh, then
plus 2 from the bless for 14. Yeah. You see that there's kind of a ripple amongst the two other vampires who are sat flanking the vampire who you've been speaking with, and she kind of turns to one of them, who kind of whispers in her ear. She nods and says, I believe we may need to escalate this matter. We understand how serious this conversation is, and we do not wish to jeopardize our future relationship with the council.
Nor,
of course, our continued working together is important. Our continued efforts, our efforts at the Crick Institute and whatnot. So we shall...
Just out of character. No idea what she's talking about. Just big nodding.
You have no idea. You have no concept, but you...
Monty puts a hand on, like, weirdly, like, on your leg, like, with the, like the nails.
So, yes, Montgomery?
He just nods.
Nod, bow.
And actually, one of the male vampires stands from their chair kind of weightlessly and leaves the room and travels downstairs. At this moment, we are going to cut away.
When Pip is...
Should be fine as long as no more vampires come.
When Pip is having an in-body, out-of-character experience,
yeah.
It's like his neck entirely disappears as his shoulders attempt to swallow his ears.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so, yes, we cut to you. Now, you hear kind of past an archway, the voice of Yamina Masood. You can, if you crane your neck slightly, you can see stood stock straight, looking dead ahead is Jeremy Wallace, and you also hear the response of, "Ah, yes, Yamina, thank you."
We have a vantage at least on some of this.
Yeah.
Declan immediately has taken out his phone and is filming it.
Okay, great.
No, that's fine.
Max, keep it.
Roll me a conviction, Max.
Come on.
No.
I love the idea of us being given away by Max puking,
yakking out of a window.
Eight. Wow.
Eight. You hold it together.
None escapes your mouth.
Can I just get a stealth roll from both of you quickly?
Eight.
I've rolled really well.
How well?
Five.
What you hear, first of all, is no. Thank you for meeting me, Alexander. I understand you have a working relationship with the Queen and, of course, a working relationship with the Council of Merlin, but we would love if you might consider a tactical relationship with us. We have access to specimens such as this young Jeremy here, and she kind of gestures, and you see he steps forward to a place that you cannot see. He is, why don't you have a taste? And you hear that the sounds of someone is starting to feed. And at that, Mags can't hold it together anymore. And you, like, start to, you feel like you might almost bring something up. And then you stumble. And then in attempting to stop her, you also... fall forward.
I think I dropped my phone.
And you drop your phone and you fall forward and you are both exposed instantly. And you see that this vampire, this kind of, he looks so in his prime. He looks like 33, 35. Like, he's not this wizened old guy, but
Zach, describe your ideal physical man to us now.
He's not dressed like a modern man. He is dressed like someone from like the 1700s. Like with influence of the 1700s, with some of the modern setting in, but clearly he's kept some of his sensibilities. You don't need to roll to know who this is. This is Alexander Quince, the head of the Sanguine Society. And you see him lock eyes with you as he's feeding on Jeremy, pull back, kind of gnash his fangs at you, and you see Yamina Masood turns suddenly and says, "Declan."
Scrambled up slightly by this point. Good evening, everyone. I was going to say routine fang inspection, but I guess that's not going to work, is it?
Do you know these intruders, Yamina?
Yes. My apologies, Andrew. Continue. Both of you, could I see you upstairs?
I just look at Declan. Yep. Yep. Yep.
And Alexandra is just having a man milkshake in the background.
Yeah. And she kind of says, "Don't finish him, darling. We would like to continue this relationship." He nods and continues to chomp down on his neck. And Yamina walks towards you and gestures with her head for you to join her upstairs.
I mean, like naughty children, I assume, just follow her.
Yeah, I'm purely baffled that no one's actively at this very moment trying to kill us. I think that was very much where Declan was like, right,
we are going to die.
Us like falling into the room, the like through the door, like Three Stooges style. like the fact that no one is actually trying to kill Declan at this point is yeah, he's a little bit off guard now. He's kind of like, I don't know what's now happening.
Yes. As you are led up these stairs back up towards the entranceway, you do see another vampire gliding down the stairs into the room. And they kind of look at you and kind of bare their fangs but carry on walking.
At Mags, I'm guessing.
At Mags, yeah. And
I just smell bad to people.
Yeah. And Yamina looks at you, and she looks at you in this. You see an expression across her face that you've never seen, which is confusion.
Ooh, okay. Love that for her.
I don't hate that.
And she kind of brings you up to kind of a quiet corner and says, she kind of pulls herself together, kind of guards her expression, and says, "And what, pray tell, are you doing here?"
I'm just doing a job. Been a slow week. We haven't had one from you for a bit, so picked up some other work. Didn't realize we were on a permanent retainer to the Divine Sisterhood.
And who exactly hired you to come here?
Representatives from the Council of Merlin.
Is that anyone?
I didn't representatives. I didn't say it was you.
You are in the room next door, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm the guy dressed like he's from the Council of Merlin. No, it's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
It's confidential.
No, that's what I said.
I'm rumbled to
this
phone.
I'm not lying to her.
I mean, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And she looks at you and says, "And where, pray tell, is this representative now?"
I couldn't see. Somewhere around here. Yeah. Probably still in the building.
You can kill him if you want. If you do his blood out or whatever.
And how much are they paying you?
What does that matter? I mean, that's none of your business.
I'm in the middle of a very important business transaction, Mr. Buchanan.
But this is what happens when you don't give your employees any information about what it is you're doing. And then you send them off to do a job that directly leads back to you. You understand this is not setting you in a good light, right? We go to the Crick Institute and we find that basement full of mind-wiped vampires, and you sent us to find the asset, the one that escaped. So you're involved in that somehow?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, and you'd like to keep all that secure?
No,
and
actually...
Yeah, I see. It's frustrating when you're talking to someone who doesn't know what the fuck you're up to.
We are keeping you separate for a very specific reason.
You want to tell us? With
great to know what that reason was.
You
we didn't know.
Do not understand. We are not involved in that operation. My entire existence here is to stop it.
Okay. God, that would have been good to know.
Yeah.
Because it really looked like that was your operation, and you sent us to clean up your fucking mess.
I am attempting to gain leverage with the Sanguine Society, and we have protected them from being exposed.
So it's their...
their operation in collusion...
with the Queen of Hyde Park.
And... the Council of Merlin.
They're all...
Yes!
What? You're not going to tell me.
No! Find this representative, and I would like to speak with them. Please.
When we left, they were waiting for the masters of the house.
Fine.
Wait, no. You... I'm not done with answers. You... That kid in there. That guy, the Jeremy. What?
Hmm.
What are you?
My love. ice cream boy.
What are you doing?
What am I doing with him? Look, I can see that I owe you a great explanation.
Yup.
We would settle for a poor explanation at this point.
I guess the money wasn't enough. And I am sorry. I am fucking surprised that I am saying that. And I don't blame you for choosing me as the person you figured you could just pay enough to not give a shit about what it was that you were doing, but I used to be good at this job, and I guess I'm...
Would you settle if I were to finish my discussion and we can have a conversation?
He's dead though, isn't he? That
no.
Jeremy fella. Brightbeast got no...
But he is gone, yes.
Monty said he didn't have a soul.
Yes.
And that it can't be reversed.
Yes, and he can no longer hurt anyone.
He was hurting people?
Yes.
Look, I don't think I have the authority to, like, barge into the room where the masters of the house are having a private meeting, so...
No. Look, find your representative. Bring them to me. Here is my address. And she hands you a business card with, it says, Yamina Massoud, solicitor. It says, Parker and Miller. Find your associate, meet me there. I will finish this, and I will give you an explanation.
Okay. I'll kind of look at Mags.
Fine. Fine, whatever, let's go.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Meanwhile,
10 minutes of Monty just nodding as hard as he can in absolute silence. Yeah, have we just been like, like making polite conversation?
They have been staring at you and saying nothing.
I think that Monty can stand about 3 minutes of that before the ADHD really kicks in.
I really like reframing this scene as not like the sort of tense, like oh, these two high societies are clashing, but like Monty's like, I want to push over that fucking vase. No, I mustn't push over the fucking vase. But it would make such a cool noise when it fell over.
Roll me a fucking conviction.
So tiny, these dice.
Oh my god.
That is a 9.
Well, you were looking for a 10, unfortunately. So you can either spend a point of will to save, or you may push over this vase.
So I think that we're sitting there, and like I've got my foot on the corner of the coffee table, and I've just been sort of like stretching it. And there's like a little...
Closer and closer.
Like you'd be moving the coffee table. And like the vampire and I are trying not to...
Yeah.
Like the etiquette demands, We don't acknowledge that you're moving the coffee table.
Yeah.
Because he could not possibly be moving the
coffee
table.
Absolutely not.
Unconscionable that anyone would even be doing that.
He wouldn't do that. And there's no way I could admit he's doing that to try and stop him.
So I'm like nodding in the background.
One of them is just just eyes locked with you.
I'm not making eye contact because that's what I've been told to do.
Yeah.
So I'm aggressively not making eye contact.
You can definitely feel the vampire just glaring.
I'm like looking at everything. And I look behind me and then I just stretch my leg out and I just kick the leg out of this coffee table. It's got like pins. It's an antique. And
it's not supposed to have anything placed on it.
No. So there's the coffees and like delicate glasses. And I just remove a leg by stretching my leg and the coffee table just goes clunk and things start sliding off it. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'd like to make a conviction check or high society fitting in.
Yep.
To just not react.
Do it. Roll it. You're looking for a 12.
15.
Yes. Holy shit.
Just stony face.
Nothing. You are stone face.
Basically, I want to try and get across the idea that, this is how it is with wizards.
Yeah.
And this, while this is a breach of etiquette, none of us are going to say anything, are we?
No. And this vampire just looks at you.
I am on my knees on the floor, pulling up.
Yeah, this is all happening, and you guys never break eye contact. You and the vampire.
Idea that this second, if you were to tear your eyes for a moment, just instantly ripped apart.
Just sort of lean back. Montgomery, why don't you excuse yourself? I'll see you outside.
I am doing that, but part of me is like mopping and trying to see under the vampire's feet to see if I can see if they're actually floating. So that's like what Monty's been thinking about for 30 minutes. And so once I have that answer, I'm like, and I do the nodding.
Yeah.
And I just
walking backwards.
I walk backwards with a pile
knock
of crockery.
Over another coffee.
Elbow a vase on my way out.
I really like that you're carrying out the dirty plates. That's such a nice touch.
As you are walking kind of out, I presume you're like walking backwards so
yes,
that you can,
yes,
you feel yourself bump into a figure behind you. It is just stone, like virtually stone.
Excuse me, young man.
I'm not allowed to make up. So I just nod and then sort of shuffle sideways.
Around them.
Like,
beep, yeah. Beep. Although you move yourself around them, they never move an inch. A millimeter, just stock stone still.
Is this Quincy?
This is Alexander Quince.
Yeah.
Mr. Barker.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
I jump to my feet and bow I've been doing pretty good with the high society checks.
Have.
I think that I'm bowing properly.
I think you can bow properly.
Yeah.
Now, when I was totally member of the Council of Merlin had arrived, asking questions about a former member of the society. Honestly, I did not expect to see you.
Unfortunately, my lord, you were unfortunately misinformed. I'm merely a representative of the council, but I'm here. I'm here on behalf of them. The gentleman known as Jeremy Wallace, who was attending a meeting with you, I believe.
Yes, that's quite right. And what you've yet to realize is that you, sir, are a patsy.
I'm fully aware of my status as a patsy.
Oh, good. Sir. Then you know that you've been brought in here to spy on the Sanguine Society, to breach the walls of this establishment, the only establishment where predators manage their time.
My sincere apologies.
Yes.
If I have indeed been patsied in such a way, I am merely here to try and recover our lost member.
Unfortunately, your lost member will remain lost.
That is truly sad to hear of this, and it will be...
Now you go tell whatever the fuck they're calling themselves nowadays.
Still the Council of Merlin, sir.
Still the Council of Merlin.
It's been 100 years. Still the Council of Merlin.
That's still novel to...
Got all the branding, you know.
Now you... Merch. I am older than your oldest member. I am older than the council itself. I remember...
You look great.
Yeah. He looks well good.
I remember a time before there was a city here. Go before you leave without your body.
Don't is just. And I pass Quincy the plates. And I grab my cousin's wrist, and I'm just like, okay, this has been great.
There's no way in hell he accepts broken plates.
No. Just in front of him. Yeah, absolutely.
There's like a four, he's so posh, there's a force field. The plates are instantly cleaned and teleported to a...
Yeah.
Out of character. I think I'm clever enough to back down on this one.
Sure.
And I realize, like, my beef isn't with the Sanguine Society.
No.
But I am interested in this woman who nicked our member, and she isn't part of the Sanguine Society.
She is not.
So I'm going to do my best to try and, well, try and find her on the way out.
Absolutely.
But also, I have her home address.
Yes! Well, you have their work address.
Yes, I have the work address. So my sincere apologies again, my lord. Good day to you. I will bow, walk out, turn, nod to the doorman, walk out the front door, like, get around just the side of the steps. And just... absolute just empty my guts, and I'm like shaking.
I think that went really well.
Yeah, could have gone worse.
Good.
Yeah, no one died.
You were great.
Oh god, I wonder how the others went.
Hear a little squeaky metallic sound, and somebody hands you a hip flask.
Mags is just looking like a naughty child who's been caught or something, just like, you know, head hanging.
Oh, how did it go with you two? I knew they got killed.
Yeah, there was a moment there.
And Monty managed to kick over a coffee table, which is quite impressive because you did it from a standing start.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Sounds about right.
It went bad. It went bad for
honestly,
us.
Honestly, if you hadn't failed that stealth check, you'd have been in a fight.
That's fair.
Well, good. So it went great, really.
Oh, God. What did you find out?
Our former employer was downstairs having a meeting with Alexander Quince. You mean a Masood?
She's the Divine Sisterhood, right?
Yeah.
One.
We had a bit of a confrontation. I got the vibe that if she hadn't been there, I mean, they'd have
taken us as
intruders, and yeah.
That was very good of her to...
Oh, she's pissed.
Well, I imagine, yes.
And she's very interested to meet you.
I imagine she is. I'm very interested to meet her.
Oh, all right.
Stole one of our members.
She's well steeped.
She's, as Monty says,
yeah,
pretty steep.
I'm looking. I can't wait to find out what that means.
Me neither. We got her work address, Parker Miller Limited, the same company was draining Jeremy's funds. So
maybe we should pop over in the morning then.
Yeah. I say we give it a night.
Okay, I'm going back to my travel lodge.
Actually, quite a deep well of sympathy here. It's like, I've been where you are.
Yeah.
I've been like vomiting in an alley, and then
the Council of Merlin wouldn't even spring for Premier Inn.
No.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh goodness gracious. So you break for the night? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
I need to lie down.
Very fair.
And get some food, maybe.
Hey, pitch it.
Still wanna, there's one thing niggling at me. We'll probably get the answer from Yumina, but I'm like, what's the Well, the Fae connection we already kind of know, because we got an idea that the Queen of Hyde Park was involved, but then Vance Karma was King of Wimbledon Common.
He was in part of the King, yeah.
Not, and the relationship between the Queen and the Queen of Hyde Park and the King of Wimbledon Common, is that
check.
Fine?
Lore check.
Cool, okay.
Roll me a lore check.
Just the idea that, would they both be involved in the same, like, organizational thing? But then I guess the wizards and vampires are, apparently, so I...
Everyone's in on it.
I'm going to say
it.
You want a 10, but if you hit...
No, he rolled that.
I've rolled
Don't
two,
even
I've rolled a 2 and a
sentence.
1, and that's so, it. Yeah.
Who you should ask?
You have no clue.
You know who you should ask?
You.
Becca, who works at McDonald's?
You know what, though.
Bexy, sorry.
I should ask Monty. But
I think
we're
all in the...
I don't want...
Yeah, exactly. I think we're all in the van. You've asked to be dropped at Travel Lodge, and Monty is desperately trying to convince Oliver to come back to the estate.
Absolutely not tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I nearly lost all of my blood when I met your nana. She immediately teleported and was very... Look, I don't think she's happy to see me. It's very kind of... But...
It'd be like old times.
That's what I'm worried about. Oh, Oliver thinks to the grim travelodge bed, the thin yellow sheets.
Oh,
it's like the single pillow huddling at the top like a refugee at a football field.
Oh, man.
And I was just like the amount of horrible sex that's happened on that bed. The view over an air vent.
And the dead bodies.
And the dead, well.
Don't, guys, I'm staying in hotels like two nights a week.
I like to imagine this hotel room is not, like, no one who stayed in this hotel room was important enough to be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe some old people died in there.
Yeah. Maybe a little autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. I think over that, I think how I've been given £5.50 per diem.
Whoa.
Yeah. For meals, and I've already spent that on the beer, so I'm going to you know what, actually I could do with a meal, and if Nana wanted to kill me I'd be dead.
Yeah.
So why not, eh?
After people go home, I think that me and Ollie, we set up, we pull out the couch, it's nothing fancy, but there's like heaps of pillows and things, all the kids go to bed.
Occasionally,
and Ollie's at the
occasionally
flat.
One of those pillows does turn out to be a child.
A small child.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed her! You and me, Dad!
No.
Yeah, so we pull it out and there's heaps of blankets.
Yeah.
And I think that we watch like the football or like some shitty game show for a bit.
Yeah.
And we don't talk.
Can I put something forward? Second half of a Bond film.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Like ITV2.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, okay, yeah. And you know what? I've had a really god-awful day, and I nearly got drunk by the most powerful vampire around.
Yeah, you did.
And so, actually, this is pretty nice, and I've got a cup of tea, and my mouth doesn't taste like sick anymore.
Yeah.
And no eldritch entities have teleported into the room and threatened me yet.
Nope.
So, yeah, you know.
Zach's face is just like, not for the next 30 seconds.
Not until you fall asleep, no. I will.
She visits you in your dreams.
I will pass out on the sofa. Excellent. in the first time today I felt anything approaching human.
Absolutely. So you go to bed in your bunk bed in the other room and you.
No, I sleep on the floor because we're
you
bros
sleep on
now.
The floor.
Oh my god, oh, you don't.
Poor,
you,
sweet,
you totally,
misguided
you
boy.
You totally don't shut up, do you?
Oh no, I'm hard work.
Yeah.
I think you pass out while I'm still talking.
Do you reckon dogs have dreams?
as you sleep, you feel.
God damn it, you were right.
Coldness, just coldness for a while. You're no stranger to cold. What with what you can do, but this feels like a coldness kind of in the bones, and you have nightmares.
Okay. About Nana.
It's those dreams where you're running.
Right, okay.
And something's trying to get you.
Yeah.
And you wake up just as this clawed hand kind of grabs your shoulder and you...
like a kind of birdie claw? Like a
raven
claw?
Like,
yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
How did Declan and Mag spend the evening?
I think if Mags is up for it, I think Declan's like, look, you've been kind of been easy being in that place close to all those things. You know what I mean? They smell bad to you, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you have a like a place that you... This is going to be a weird fucking question, but it's been a fucking weird day. Do you have a place that you like the smell of?
I don't know, I guess just walk past the lush or something. But
that's overwhelming for me. I can't imagine what it's like for you.
I am
it's like a psychic bomb going off for a while.
I don't know, like maybe
creams?
Like I was gonna say dinner.
Dinner.
Sure, yeah. I know a place. Declan just panics.
Where do you go?
There's a great drive-thru.
Old Kings Road.
Makes Andrew describe McDonald's again.
I've been talking. Yep. Me and Monty have been talking. I know I've got the deets on the best McDonald's in town.
Yeah.
What's the pizza one that's not Pizza Hut? It's like a
Burger
King. Pizza Express.
What sort of area do you go from Whitehall?
Probably go in the... I mean, you're Brixton and I'm...
Yeah.
You're in opposite directions.
Go up to, like, Covent Garden.
Sure.
And find a...
There's definitely a Pizza Express in Covent Garden.
For sure. There's a Pizza Express. Yeah, you go to Covent Garden and you find...
This is so weird.
I love it.
This has been an awkward day in a lot of ways.
You find a Pizza Express.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship, but neither of them are going to want to address for, like, another 10 years.
For sure. You find, yeah, you find the Pizza Express, and you have a nice evening.
There is so little conversation.
So little conversation.
I don't know. I have stuff I'd ask Mags about, but then I don't want to
ask. Like, ask a couple questions. Ask. Feel free to have a moment.
Like a drink and some dough balls.
Yeah.
Because of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing I like more than filling myself up with bland dough balls before I have a meal.
I love dough balls.
Oh. Yeah. No, you're right. No, they are. They're just hot bread. And with garlic butter, and butter. But, which that's is great. Like, that is a good thing, you know. Sponsor us, please, Pizza Express.
So many brands in this game that I normally wouldn't allow.
So, where are you actually, whereabouts you're from originally? I realise we haven't sort of had a conversation about anything apart from, I guess, the cases.
Yeah.
And that's on me, but...
Like, well, I don't know. It's been full on. I'm from the States, New York, but I've been here for a bit now. Haven't lost my accent. Everyone always asks, but it's not really how it works. Scotland, I guess.
Yeah, Glasgow.
Oh, I went there once. There's that statue with the guy with the, like, he's got the traffic cone on his head for the art museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been back for 10 years or so, but, how long have you been a werewolf? Because I know they're born and turned and it's a whole thing. Is that too, I don't know if that's even too personal a question, I'm sorry.
No, God, nearly 10 years now, I guess. It was before I came here. It's back in America. I had some friends, and I just thought, after a while, I just wanted a change of pace. So I came here.
I assume you... I took that as you wanted the change of pace, so you decided to become a werewolf.
I mean, I suppose that's probably a really kind way of putting it, frankly. I don't know. I was... young, and I made some choices.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Some are really permanent.
Right.
Yep. I'm here now with the pack. It's nice to have people. People always there, I guess. I think Mags kind of says that, which is obviously something that she's not always sold on, but kind of realizes deck. Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to use assess personality to be like, you are lying.
But I also
or
think,
at least like, you don't genuinely believe that.
There is a moment where kind of, I think, again, Mags doesn't really know Declan, but gets the sense that he doesn't have a huge social support network. Just taking a wild guess there.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends anymore.
So I think there's a kind of... she kind of bails on that line of conversation, eats a dough ball. How long you been a private investigator?
Not long. It's only been 4 or 5 years since I left P Division.
And I think Mags makes a little gesture to her forehead and immediately feels really awkward and embarrassed about...
It's all right. It's fine. After that whole thing.
Do you think we're being used?
No, we are. Or at least we have been. Maybe this could be the start of us not being used. But I think I'd assumed we were being used to clean up after something bad. And maybe we aren't. Maybe it's cleaning up after something good.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not hopeful. But, could be.
I don't want to be involved in all this magic societies and vampires and shit. Mags kind of looks over her shoulder, realizing maybe she shouldn't list all the weird shit in a public Pizza Express. Why us? Why? I just...
Well, Monty, because Yamina's obviously in with Nana Barker. Nana Barker's involved in this somehow. They seem like the Divine Sisterhood may well include Nana Barker. Me, because I'm a fucking I don't have a great reputation, and I figure they saw me as someone who would take the money and not ask too many questions. Just be glad of it.
I don't think they've met you.
No, I well, no, I guess not. I honestly would have done if, just, I don't know, just found out a lot more interesting than I thought I was going to. And I mean, after me and Annie, what happened to her and where she is now because of what happened to her, that's not right.
No, it's not.
You fuck a person's life up like that. Look, you fuck it up yourself, living proof. But she worked in a lab and played fucking netball, and now she's killed someone, at least one person, and can never see her family again, and will live forever and has to drink blood. It's not right. So if you mean it's responsible for that, then she has to some explaining to do, but perhaps she's not. That's something else that's going on. So I guess we find out.
Yeah. I guess we're just in this now.
Yeah.
And that is where we are going to end today's episode. Starting with Pip and working counterclockwise, please could you tell the people where they can find you?
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, and I can be found at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. And by the time this comes out, I'll be doing some podcast stuff. You can check me out on... I'm just bad at this, all right? I'm sorry. I've always been bad at it.
Oh, I know,
it.
I know.
But not at the other stuff, so you should employ me. Shit.
Okay.
Right. I'm Naomi. You can find me at Naomi Thinks It all over the internet, and you can find my show at The Kilda. And I would also like to be employed, but for something like more lucrative, exclusive... preferably with like an outfit allowance than whatever you give for Pip.
Look, I have one pair of jeans, okay? And I get my money's worth.
And Grant.
Hi, I'm Grant Howitt. You can find me at GS Howitt basically everywhere. And if you want to find my games, you can go to RowanRookAndDeckard.com, which is the lawyer sounded name of our business.
And I'm Liz Campbell. You can find me on the internet at Liz X Campbell.
Amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, guys. I have been Zachary Fortescom, your game master, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That is ZACKFG. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. I do implore you to go. You can listen to some wonderful exclusive games, including some of the games that Grant has done. They are excellent. And that is really going to help keep the lights on. So thank you so much. And finally, you can support the show by going over to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Realms Pod. That's RealmsPod. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye!
Bye!
Blay, vampire.
Blay, I'm a vampire.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.